Hi, I'm Lauren Klass-Schneider with Class Notes for Broadway Radio. I'm here with Ellen Lauren. She's the co-artistic director of City Company and a cast member in Chess Match No. 5, presenting by the Abington Theatre Company. Hello, Ellen.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Let's just dive right in about this amazing play, Chess Match No. 5, conceived by your director, Anne Bogart, exploring the ideas of theorist, composer, and writer John Cage. How did this material get selected and conceived?
Well, my company, the City Company, is certainly stands on the shoulders of this giant of the postmodern world, the 20th century, and I think all of us who are making original work now have inherited a legacy that, in fact, many of us don't even realize, perhaps, how deeply Mr. Cage and his colleagues influenced our world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tipping a perhaps hierarchical, vertical world into a more horizontal place where certainly created an enormous earthquake in the dance world,
mm-hmm.
as well as the theater world and the visual arts world.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a composer, so
mm-hmm.
pretty extraordinary. But we've always referenced Mr. Cage and his way of looking at things, or the people that we have taken our lessons from have come from the legacy of John Cage's ideas and his colleagues. And Anne Bogart, the director, and
mm-hmm.
my colleague in running the City Company, along with Leon Ingles-Rude. And it's a deep, deep personal relationship for Anne as an artist throughout all the seasons of her life as an artist. I think Cage has been a flashlight in the dark times and perhaps guided her more than I even know. She was passionately interested, however, in trying to capture and put on stage a level of discourse and a level of content that sometimes the theater doesn't necessarily deal with right now. Just, you know, the complexities of the conversation and the complexities of the ideas that you listen and take in.
Mm-hmm. His career, John Cage's career, explored the meaning and intention behind art, which in turn, Chess Match No. 5 does to me as an audience member. Has the material made you reflect differently in your own artistic ventures?
Oh, yes. I don't think I will ever quite completely understand and appreciate just how thoroughly delightful John Cage made of these very dense and reverberating ideas. They certainly have reverberated for me in my work in terms of looking at things as they are, looking at the whole world, not just the art world right now, with a sense of compassion and generosity, and not an easy task necessarily, but perhaps being inside of this material has helped me a little bit more. It's endlessly fascinating to me, and part of it is to bring out the delight in our capacity to think this way, and our capacity to change our mind, and our capacity to consider starting from zero over and over and over, and really grok that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not necessarily presenting a dry discourse, you know, a polemic on Cage per se. We're presenting an evening and a relationship between two people, which is reflected in my relationship with my colleague, Will Bond, on the stage, and how we try to keep those ideas spinning on the stick.
Now, talk about the amazing Will Bond and your relationship together in this two-hander. What's it like to do this with him?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Talk about it.
It's wonderful. Bondo and I, his nickname for many decades has been Bondo, from when we were young kids in Japan studying together with the theater director, Suzuki Tadashi. Mm-hmm. Bondo and I have been together over, I don't know, geez, perhaps nearing 40 years now. As actors.
And company.
Yeah, that's right. The City Company is entering its 25th year, but, you know, any company is formed prior to its being incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
So our relationship began quite a while ago. We were very young. We met in Japan up in the wild mountains of Togamura, where we were studying as kids, and formed an immediate bond through a mutual discipline, but also essentially a sense of humor about the world at large. He delights me the same way he did day one, as he does now. I mean, he makes me laugh like nobody else. We wear the same shoe size. we really share similar and yet have a healthy discourse of ourselves. One of the great things is that the way we speak on stage together is how we talk, perhaps not quite with the, certainly on my part, quite with the fully blown intelligence of a John Cage or a Morton Feldman or Merce Cunningham or a Laurie Anderson, but Bondo and I in our time in our dressing room, on the road, over a dinner, this is how we talk, and we take great delight in it, and we spar, and we go at things differently and yet so similarly. I mean, he's just about the closest friend I have. And working together is really wonderful. I mean, he's really teaching me every night something new about the craft of acting, and about being up on stage. We're very different how we work. Very different, and it's so fun.
Well, in listening you talking about the actor relationship, if I didn't know better, it would sound like he was also a romantic partner. But I do know better, and he's not.
No, he's not. Not at all. That's probably another great thing we're able to present on stage, is that it's a man and a woman who have a very highly evolved friendship that isn't based on a past romantically or a future romantically. They're not going through a divorce, or they're not, you know, sexually sparring. It's really two people, a friendship. And this is not something we often see on the stage or on the cinema screen or in a book, perhaps in writing more than anything. And I love it. I love representing the capacity for that, and the depth of that. I really do. Yeah, we've been friends. Not that we haven't watched each other go through our own successes and car crashes.
Would you imagine a version of the play in the future being done with genders different than how they are now?
Oh, what a great question. Yeah, I would love to see that. I'm always up for snapping the carpet on something and turning it on its side and reinventing it. I would love to see that. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it was one of my big things at first when we got into it, was I didn't want it to sound like I was the enthralled grad student. Not that my age would suggest that, but that there was any kind of adoration for this mentor, and I was really skitterish about that when we began rehearsal and I got the script. Because when one person is asking another person a series of questions, it's and one is a woman and the answer is a man, it can set up an expectation, a kind of a cultural one, right? Teacher, student, or a follower and a disciple and a mentor kind of relationship.
Right.
So ironing that out to a level. But you know, again, you can go to those Morton Feldman, John Cage conversations, and they're absolutely lateral, and they're really fun. Neither one of them holding the other with any more or less regard than as a deep, deep colleague and friend.
Now,
inspiring.
When it was, I'm sorry, when the show was, the play was being conceived, was there the intent that you would be one of the actors in it?
Yes. It was. This is the way Anne pretty much tends to think about the quality of the material and the company members that might be appropriate for it. And Bondo and I had come busting into her barn a few summers ago after we had taught together in Paris and spent endless nights, summer nights in Paris, late at night, planning lessons to teach the next day, but inevitably drinking gallons of rosé and having these in-depth conversations. And we decided we have to, we were really moved by them and we wanted to do something together. And Anne remembered that. And it lined up with her wanting to approach this material with the two of us. Because I think she knew instinctually that you really have to have something, the strategy for the performance has to be something other than the ideas themselves. You have to be showing a human connection and relationship underneath the activity of the words, because that's what we take delight in, right? That's what you're watching one thing and you're hearing another, so... The fact that we can spar together on stage as actors, then we can break into a dance or we can play a game of chess and crack each other up, allows us to hear the content as well. You know, when you're driving in a car and you're listening to something really dense and you sort of get it because you're focusing on driving.
Right.
It's a little bit the way the human brain works.
Fascinating.
So, yeah.
Talk a little bit about Anne Bogart as your co-artistic director with City Company and the conceiver of this play as well as the director. With you as an actor, are there conflicts in those various roles that each of you have, or is it blended in a way that is seamless? And talk about that relationship with another creative artist.
Yeah, I have to say it's very seamless. For us, we have been colleagues for now, the inception of the City Company, where we met also in Japan, because Mr. Suzuki was putting together a company, and he was introduced to Anne, and we were introduced to Anne. And, so we began working, and very early on, I was involved in the governance and the organizing and the running of City Company, sometimes in administrative capacities.
Mm-hmm.
So we're used to sort of being shoulder to shoulder and forging forward in fundraising, in a board meeting, in strategic planning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all towards getting in the rehearsal room. And so what we try to model our administrative partnering is based upon how we model ourselves in a rehearsal room in which everything is extremely collaborative and lateral, essentially. Although, yes, she has the title of director, I have the title of actor. We are going out to make a new piece together, and that's heavy lifting on everybody, and we're all carrying the equal weight. So it hasn't been, certainly over 25 years working together, you get to know each other really, really well.
Uh-huh.
And, whose buttons to push when, and you know, you get under each other's skin about certain things. There's habits that are formed. You want to call each other on. Those are natural and part of it, part of the contract you make when you say you want a company. You have to negotiate that too. But no, we've really gone through the decades together. I'm very, very proud of it.
Well, seeing the artistic accomplishment of what the two of you pull off together, I would love to be a fly on the wall in one of your board meetings.
I'd love you to have you in the rehearsal room. That's where it's really fun.
That would be an extraordinary place to be a fly on the wall as well. So,
no, we have a great board. We have a wonderful, flexible board, I'll tell you.
They would need to be to continue to support and nurture the extraordinary work that City creates.
Oh, thank you so much, Lauren.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ellen. I'm Lauren Klaschneider with Ellen Lauren from Chess Match No. 5, presented by the Abington Theater Company.